We got to hear from Google's head engineer about how he twisted his boss's arms to get himself back to New York a decade ago. And looking back, Craig Neville Manning really was one of the key people who kicked off New York's tech scene. But there was no way of predicting that in 2003.
It just didn't occur to people that it would be a place to do high technology. You know, New York is very well known for the financial sector. It's very well known for media, obviously for fashion. There are many things that are incredible about New York City, and tech has never been one of them. But that's really changed now.
He insisted on setting up shop here not just because he loves it, but because of recruiting. Yeah, it's expensive and crowded, but New York is a great place to live, and some great engineers considered themselves diehard New Yorkers. Mountain View, California? Meh.
That happened a few times, and so I was able to use that as ammunition to go and talk to Larry and Sergey and Eric and say, gosh, we're missing out on these great engineers. I bet if we open an office, we'd be able to hire a bunch of really smart people.
New York is Google's second largest engineering office now. But Google wasn't exactly welcomed with open arms here. Of course not. We're New Yorkers. You have to prove yourself.
We really only started getting attention when we leased 350,000 square feet of space in Chelsea. So
it took real estate for it to get New
real
Yorkers'
estate.
Attention.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what New Yorkers really care about is real estate. So, and then we ended up actually buying this entire building, and that got even more attention. That was, I think, the signal to New York that we were actually serious. Although there was speculation at the time that we were building an enormous data center in Manhattan, which, by the way, wouldn't make any sense at all.
And earlier in the show, you heard how the financial crash and the iPhone played into forming a tech ecosystem and helped Google staff up further. But Neville Manning says something else happened, an engineering philosophy. A big paycheck wasn't enough anymore.
What we found is that when we made an offer to somebody who was at a big financial firm, we often couldn't match the package that the financial firms were offering. But what they were excited about was the coming to work at a company like Google, where Google is about tech. You know, we're focused on technology to the extent that if that person comes and has a great idea, but there are some technical discussions to be had, they can have that discussion with Larry or Sergey and Eric, and they'll match them, you know, technical discussion for technical discussion.
One reason tech talent turned away from Wall Street, at least some of the talent there, was to follow the Google motto, don't be evil. And make stuff people can actually understand, please.
They could go home and explain what they were doing to their spouse or even to their mother or grandmother. I think people are increasingly wanting to work in the tech sector where they're having this impact that's not just on businesses anymore, it's on people's personal lives.
In some ways, Google's real estate buy and its big hires made it safe for other tech companies to set up shop here too.
I think we demonstrated that we could hire hundreds and now 1,500 really top quality software engineers of the same caliber that you'd find in Silicon Valley. And I think that's a little bit of proof of concept for you can start a tech company in New York City and not be at any disadvantage to places like Silicon Valley.
Craig Neville Manning, Google's chief engineer based in New York.